Om Shanti. Good morning. Once upon a time in heaven, this is a story which is our story, which is yours, mine, all. It's a story which talks about our own journey. So how we existed and how was our existence in the heaven. So once upon a time in heaven. So what is heaven? Heaven is a beautiful creation of God, Shiv Baba. And He gives us that heaven as a reward. Baba says, the moment you hear the word heaven, your mouth should water. Baba says, your mouth should water. So you should be so happy that Baba is giving us the reward of heaven. So what is that heaven? Heaven is not just all about the physical aspects which is there. It's not about, oh, there are a lot of comforts, a lot of physical happiness, etc. Heaven is all about a state of being which exists there in the golden age. So we, every one of us, each one of us, we make the effort to go to heaven. But have I created that heaven within me? So the effort is all about creating that heaven. Heaven is nothing but perfection. So creating that perfection within my own self. So if we, you know, as I'm going to share today and tomorrow, so it is a journey to observe, to feel not only our existence in the golden age, but how is my existence now? What is my state of being now? And what is the contrast? And what is that which I need to do to create that heaven? So, in golden age, as the soul comes down, how is it? When the soul comes from the home, the sweet home, the soul world, the moment the soul enters the physical realm, though it is leaving the soul world, it is leaving the Father, the Almighty, the Eternal Parent, but the moment it is coming, it is coming into a space where everything is pure. The soul enters the mother's womb and the birth happens. And everything starts with purity. The foundation of heaven is purity. Purity is not something, it's not doing, but it is a state of being. In golden age, if you see our sanskars of purity, they are at a very perfect level. There is no disturbance in expressing those sanskars of purity. The sanskars of purity in golden age, they are expressed in the form of divinity. Everyone is divine. Baba says the word deity. What is the difference between the deities and human beings? As human beings, they might be having virtues, but not divine virtues. The deities are the ones who are able to express divine virtues uninterrupted. Because of those divine virtues, they are known as the deities. Like even in our life, if we see, we can be virtuous, but completely to be able to express our virtues all the time, it is an effort here. But in golden age, it is a natural state. Everyone is virtuous, completely virtuous. Baba says, Sarva Guna Sampan, all, they are complete, but all the virtues, they are full. So, and when the soul comes into this body and plays that particular divine part, expressing all the virtues with the purity, sanskars of purity, so that is where it vibrates happiness. Baba says, wherever there is purity, there is happiness and peace, prosperity. So this is the gift which Baba gives us. So there is complete happiness in every aspect in golden age. Whether we take it nature, whether we take our own physical body, relationships, systems, customs, everything is perfect. There is no margin for imperfection in golden age. Everything is pure and perfect. Everything is orderly. Everything is unadulterated. If you see today, anything, whatever the air we breathe, the food we eat, the interactions, everything has some corruption. There is adulteration. But in golden age, there is no adulteration. Whatever you speak, whatever you think, whatever the way you interact, the nature, everything is so perfect, there is no adulteration. That's why Baba says, it is real. Whatever we see in this world, it is not real. But in golden age, everything we see, we feel, we have is real, completely real. And the other form of sanskars in golden age is royalty. Baba always says, you know, as you develop your sanskars of purity, royalty takes into your form. So the deities are very royal. So, and there is, if you just, you know, this is a journey where I need to feel, how did I exist? Because it is a journey and it is a story of each one of us. And I know I was in heaven. But the aspect here is, I need to catch, how was I? What is my story? Once upon a time, when I was in heaven, how did I behave? What were my sanskars? So I need to have that particular realization. So the other important aspect in deities is independence. Deities are independent, completely independent. If you see today, we are so dependent, whether it is on physical things, whether it is people, in relationships, right? But in golden age, there is no dependency. Even the children, right? The children are taken care, you know, the nannies take care of the children. They don't depend on a child can be independent, where the child can fly in aircraft at a very young age. So everyone is so independent. So there is no question. The other important aspect of the deities, if you see, how are they? What is their state of being? Today, the whole day, you can just ask all these questions. In their day-to-day interactions or their behavior, do deities think like whatever they did an hour before or yesterday? Do they think about the past? Do they think about the future? Or they are just in the moment? Observe the contrast. Like, let's say you might be having your food. So when I'm having my food, how's my mind? Is it in the moment? Or it's going backwards, forwards? There is no wandering in Golden Age. One of the special state of being in Golden Age is the deities are in the moment. Whatever they are doing, they're completely in the now. They are in the present. They're neither in the past, neither in the future. So with that contrast, how's my day-to-day life? How much time am I in the past? How much time am I in the future? So the whole effort becomes natural in Golden Age. If you see, whatever we do in Confluence Age, we think that it is effort. But for deities, it is a natural state of being. They are. It is not an effort. They don't make effort to wake up in the morning, right? Baba says, how do they wake up? The deities wake up naturally. The nature wakes them up. The music of the nature, the leaves, the noise means the whatever kind of music which is played through the leaves and the nature that wakes up. It doesn't mean that we sit and do Amritvela, but Baba says that your waking time is always in the early morning. So whatever we feel, it is an effort here in Confluence Age. It is completely natural in Golden Age. The deities, how do they walk? The deities run. Deities don't run. They don't laugh. There is only smile. The deities only smile. So there is a contrast in our personalities when we look in Golden Age and Silver Age, and the Confluence Age here. So the deities in Golden Age, the interactions, whatever kind of interactions, relationships, the king, the queen, whether it is the subjects, there is complete equanimity. There is hierarchy, no doubt about it. But even in that hierarchy, there is a feeling of family. They don't consider, oh, this is superior, this is a junior. It is a family. Like in a family, right? In a family, when you're doing things, you consider that, yes, this is my family. Whatever the king and the queen, they make the subject so comfortable. Baba says that the king and the queen, they are considered the parents by the subjects because they take care. They're completely provided. All the subjects are completely happy. Whatever they need, whatever their needs are, they're completely provided. Because the vision of equanimity. And there is no division. Like sometimes we have differences in ideas, right? We coexist. In Confluence Age, we coexist with difference of ideas. Difference. You know, there is each one's idea is different. Each one's perspective is different. But in Golden Age, there is no difference of opinion. That's why Baba says that Golden Age is the Advaita Dharma. Right? Advaita means where there is no division, no difference of opinion. There is complete oneness. One says something, the other completely, you know, they accept. There is complete acceptance. And the other important aspect of the story of Golden Age is harmony. Our relationship with the nature is harmonious. Today you want to do something, you want to go somewhere, you know. Sometimes the nature cooperates, but there, the nature coexists with the deities in harmony. complete harmony. Our physical body is in harmony with the soul. The soul is in harmony with the physical body, in harmony with the nature, in harmony in relationships. So Baba says that there is no corruption of vices in golden age. Completely viceless. It is a state of being where there is no vice. And because there is no vice, there is no sorrow. Completely happy. So as we pass through the golden age, just like, you know, how the virus enters, right? It corrupts the body, right? Slowly. It's a transition period, right? So Maya virus, as it enters, what happens is we become corrupt, adulterated. The adulteration starts from the end of silver age slowly. And as the adulteration starts, our original purity, our original happiness is lost. And that is where what we do is we start to look for happiness outside. In golden age, we were independent. When it comes to happiness, we are happy without any dependency. But as copper age starts, we start to expect or we start seeing for happiness from outside, whether it is in people, whether it is in things, possessions, right? Oh, I have this, then I'm happy. The insecurity starts. So there is the feeling of happiness which is lost. And the feeling of happiness is lost just because our purity is lost. Our pure sanskars, they start to get corrupted. As they are corrupted and our feeling of happiness is lost and we are looking for it outside, right? We look in every relationship, they look for that perfection. And when they don't get that perfect relationship, there is sorrow. Whether it is husband, wife, whether it is parents and children, right? There is so much of expectation. But in golden age, do deities expect? There is no expectation. They live and they let live. Everything is coexisting in harmony. There is nothing which is fake in heaven. Here, the way we see, what we are seeing, the way we are seeing, the way we are perceiving, the way we are thinking, the way we present ourselves to others, right? There is completely a difference between what you are and what you show to others. There is hypocrisy. But in golden age, inside and outside, it's complete balance. And because of that, in golden age, there is complete freedom. There is no bondage. Here, there is so much of bondage because everything is fake. The moment I realize that whatever I am from inside out, I start to express that, the soul starts becoming free. There is no bondage. In golden age, the state of freedom is unlimited. So this is the contrast. And we will continue tomorrow. What is that which I need to do to go into that world of perfection? What is the contrast between my state of being? Personalize your existence. Don't just blindly, when we listen to the Murli, Baba says that, yes. But when Baba's talking about heaven, that story belongs to me. Personalize my life in golden age. How was I? Just think about it. And what is that which I need to do now? To again catch those purities, the sanskars of purity back. Because Baba says, I give you inheritance of liberation in life for 21 words. So when Baba says 21, it starts from in confluence sage, right? It starts, the first one starts from here. It doesn't mean that I will be liberated in golden age. It doesn't mean that I will be happy in golden age. No, the inheritance starts now. So am I experiencing my golden age sanskaras now? So what is the contrast? You can start thinking about it for today, and tomorrow we will discuss what is that which is needed. What effort is needed to go back to our real sanskars, original sanskars. Om Shanti.